Sea level rise is a global problem, but its impact is very local. So, whose responsibility is it to fight rising waters around the bay? Well, for the first time ever, there's a regional response on the table, a tax on the whole Bay Area to fight the effects of climate change. If it's passed, Measure AA would collect $12 a year from property owners in all 9 Bay Area counties. Over the course of 20 years, the tax would raise $500 million. That money would go toward restoring wetlands along the San Francisco Bay and protecting local communities from sea level rise. KALW's Audrey Dilling explains.
Less than half a mile west of the roaring traffic of 880 in Oakland, it sounds like this. This is bay water lapping up against the muddy bank of a small inlet that's tucked between Alameda and the Oakland airport.
A lot of people in the Bay Area don't even know that this little spot even exists.
Cyril Manning is communications director for Save the Bay, one of dozens of local environmental organizations in favor of Measure AA.
Tidal marsh wetlands are the natural defenses of the San Francisco Bay, and those are the pieces of our environment that can adapt. And we all know that climate change is bringing real significant changes to the Bay Area.
Scientists are projecting that the bay's water level could rise as much as 5 feet by the end of this century.
That would threaten our infrastructure, it would threaten our roads, it would threaten major businesses that are built at sea level.
So Manning says vote yes on AA.
Protecting the place where both people and wildlife come together is just such an obvious, easy choice to make when the cost is $12 a year.
But some people see the tax as unfair.
A one-bedroom condominium in Antioch would pay the same tax as a downtown San Francisco high-rise.
Wendy Lack is with the Contra Costa County Taxpayers Association. I met her at a waterfront park along the Bay shoreline in the city of Martinez. Lack doesn't see why folks up here should have to chip in for other people's problems.
I'm wondering why 8 Bay Area counties should fund Santa Clara County's flood protection needs. That just doesn't seem fair.
Santa Clara County is home to the largest wetland restoration project on the West Coast, where 15,000 acres of industrial salt ponds are being turned back into wildlife habitat. Measure AA funds could go to support this, but the money will also be spread around all 9 counties by the San Francisco Bay Restoration Authority. That's a regional agency created in 2008 without a designated funding source. Measure AA is the agency's first attempt to generate money. And Wendy Lack says it won't be the last.
This $500 million tax over 20 years proposed by Measure AA is just the beginning of the spending.
And on that, she and Save the Bay's Cyril Manning agree.
So $500 million, it's not going to be nearly enough. We're ultimately are going to need well over $1 billion to complete all of the projects that need to be completed.
Measure AA needs a yes vote from 2/3 of Bay Area voters to pass. And if it does, it'll be a first.
This kind of funding mechanism is completely unprecedented. For one thing, the fact that 9 counties are coming together to vote for a regional solution to what really is a global problem and is going to affect us all is something nobody has ever tried before.
For Cross Currents, I'm Audrey Dilling.